I'm back home from a conference down in Florida, and I've got the workbook and my notes and trying to go through it, and I've boiled it down to just a few takeaways that were really important to me, and I think they may resonate with you too. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the OTW Show, where I help you get on the way to living your dream life. I'm Paul Gatter, your host, and I so appreciate you being here. It's great to be back home, but you know, when you get back from a conference, you pull out your notes. I've got notes in here. I've got notes on my notes app, and just there's so much. I'm overwhelmed. The first day or so is really brain dead and hard to make any progress on any task, because I was just overwhelmed with all the things I learned and the conversations I had. It's incredible. And so my first takeaway is I love conferences for the recharging of energy, especially this, you know, whenever you're doing these online things and sometimes, you know, you're doing it alone or you're doing it in a small group, maybe you and your wife or your spouse, like we do here. It can be overwhelming and just really get you down over time. And conferences, workshops, being in person with other people is great to fill those batteries back up and to come home with more energy and more ideas and just feeling like you can keep going. Being in a room with other entrepreneurs, I love because you realize that you have so much in common with other people. Other people are having the same struggles as you. Other people are feeling the same stress and anxiety as you. And it takes you out of that alone feeling and does give you a little validation on your feelings and people to talk to and kind of, you know, have that shared experience and really helps you get over some of these issues. Today, I want to tell you about some of the things that I took home and that are really going to stick with me. And some I even want to print out and put up on the wall because I want to remind myself of this. And I hope it helps you as well. And I hope one of these applies to you, if not all of them, and you can take a little something from today too. My friend Lisa from the Castle Run talked about imposter syndrome. And I'll tag some of the folks that spoke at Momentum, the workshop that I went to down in Florida, down in the description below. But Lisa did a presentation on imposter syndrome, and you know, I know I get it all the time, and it was good to hear some of her thoughts on it, but a couple of things she said really, really hit me and really stuck with me throughout the whole weekend and still today. The first thing that she said was giving a definition of imposter syndrome, and here is her definition. Feelings of inadequacy that persist despite evident success. I think that sums it up so well. We all have imposter syndrome in various degrees, and it changes over time, but we all feel that inadequacy and feeling like we're not up to it, despite you knowing that you can do it, you have done it, and that you have evidence that you have done it in the past. That is something I need to remind myself all the time, because even like recording these videos, who am I, right? Who am I to tell you what you need to be doing? So yes, feelings of inadequacy despite evidence of success. I love that. And then she did a self-diagnosis kind of checklist that I thought was really good. And if you didn't think it applied to you, after hearing some of these, you definitely know it applies to you. Do you chalk up your wins to external factors like luck, timing, or connections? Do you feel like, oh, you landed that job just because of who you knew, or you grew to a big social media following just because you got lucky? Do you sometimes suspect that they just liked you or felt sorry for you? Do you think that if you can do something, anyone can? Do you agonize over small flaws in your work product or feel crushed by constructive criticism? When you succeed, do you feel like you pulled the wool over everyone's eyes? Do you feel like at some point everybody's going to find out that you don't know what you're doing? You feel like a fraud, and that at any time that somebody's going to come in and say, you are so out of your league. We all have those feelings, And I think it was really important to hear that, share those experiences, share some stories with each other, and know that we all share it, and then we can all move past it. The first step to overcoming it is just to recognize that it's normal, that we all have these feelings, and then you can really get on with processing it. And you're still going to get those feelings in the future. Just remember, it's normal, and we all have it. Matt Briel from Lulu.com did a talk about books and publishing books. And one of the things he challenged everyone in the room with is that everyone has a book in them. And Kyle Scott from Thinkific said that everybody has a course in them. And that really challenged me to think about, do I have a book in me and what is it? And I'm still kind of wrestling with that. You know, I've had some thoughts and ideas over it, but I want to challenge you too. If everybody has a book in them or a course in them, what's yours? If you're enjoying the OTW show, please take a second and hit the follow button or the subscribe button. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I want to make sure I recognize the shirt of today. Today is the shirt from Roosevelt's called Drawn to Life. It was part of their 100 Years of Magic line celebrating the 100 years of the Disney company. I love that. This is one of my favorite shirts. And every time I wear it, I get tons and tons of compliments. It's probably the most complimented shirt when I go out and wear it. I love the Roosevelt brand. And this one is one of my favorites. Drawn to Life. Thanks, Roosevelt's. My last takeaway is one that lots of people at Momentum, lots of the speakers talked about this. And in fact, in my talk about email marketing, I told a story about my daughter and an experience we had on our first cruise and her getting bit by a stingray. And I told that story to say that what makes us unique, what can make your emails stand out from others is your personal experiences and your personal stories. Several other of the speakers said the same thing, is that it's you and it's your uniqueness that makes what you do different. Kyle Scott from Thinkific talked about when you're thinking about your course, is that you don't have to be the expert. You don't have to be the most knowledgeable in a subject to teach. It's your unique take on it. It's your perspective, your experience that you can share in the course and others can relate to and learn from you, even if you aren't the smartest, the best at whatever it is you're talking about. There's still a twist on that subject that you bring to the table that can help others. I think that's so important in everything we do, whether it's the content we create on social media, the emails we write and we send out. Everything we do should be from your unique perspective. It's your take on things. It's your experiences, your life lessons that people want to learn from and hear. So make sure whatever you do that you're putting yourself into it, not trying to be somebody else, not trying to talk as a brand or, you know, and all these other things that kind of separate you from the people who are reading and following and watching your content. Make sure that it's you and your experiences, and that will help others really relate to you. I so recommend heading out to a conference, if nothing else, again, to just recharge those batteries, to be around other people, like-minded people, and to share. My next conference will be in January at PodFest. I'm excited to go back. I think this will be my third time there, and I'm giving a talk on email marketing and how to take people, your podcast listeners or your video watchers, and bring them over to your email list. So if you're coming to PodFest, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for being part of the OTW show. I'll see you next time.